1690 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Middle East bracing for a possible attack against Israel, retaliation for the recent assassination of a top Hezbollah leader, as well as one from Hamas. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
This morning, the White House saying an attack by Iran and its proxies on Israel could come this week. That assessment amid a flurry of U.S. diplomacy, with the U.S. sending back-channel messages to Iran, according to one official, with other U.S. officials, quote, cautiously optimistic Iran will limit the scope of an attack.
The incursion into Russian territory continues. Ukrainian forces have taken control of the neighboring Kursk region along the front lines in eastern Ukraine. Elon Musk and former President Donald Trump holding a conversation last night on Musk's X platform. Trump talking about the immigration policy he will embrace if reelected.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
The event delayed 40 minutes. Musk says it was because of a denial of service attack against X. This is ABC News. With some schools already back and more students getting ready for their first day of classes, there's new advice for parents about helping kids deal with the problem that too many of them face.
Child psychologists say some back-to-school butterflies are normal, but that parents should carefully watch their kids' interactions for signs of bullying. Dr. Christina Sauer.
There often can be some anxiety on seeing or being involved with the people doing the bullying.
Outside the physical campus, online bullying has, in some children, become a greater concern than physical intimidation. StopBullying.gov has advice for kids and adults. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New trouble for JetBlue. The three biggest credit rating agencies have all downgraded the airline, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, raising concerns about profit and rising competition. And there may be water, and a lot of it, on Mars. New studies say it's buried about 7 miles beneath the Martian surface, but it's enough to fill an ocean. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater, and you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through 15th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject two proposed amendments to the state constitution in Tuesday's primary election. If approved, the amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Melissa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change-fueled storms or to build green infrastructure.
We're in competition with other states who have streamlined processes to get that money. I think Wisconsin wants to wait.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the series between L.A. and Milwaukee tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing Game 1 last night 5-2. The Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani with a home run that traveled 424 feet. And Mookie Betts, back in his first game since breaking his left hand, had a two-run homer with three RBI. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, two of the best players in the game hit a home run. I thought Freddie Peralta was fantastic, but the four runs came on two infield hits and two home runs. And again, granted, another great player got the hit. But we had our opportunity, you know, to do that.
College football, the Badgers competition at quarterback continues. Tyler Van Dyke versus Braden Locke. Head coach Luke Fickell says it's a good problem to have.
Okay, so everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two. Where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible later this afternoon. Our high 83 with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 84 with showers and thunderstorms likely Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Fancy Brian Kelly joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, we learn about the growing popularity of green burials. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. I didn't like that forecast. Well, We've got a big event today.
We do.
We can't get rained on.
No, 2:30. But he said isolated, so that could be very...
Because we are going to the annual Cholesterol Fest in celebration of cholesterol.
Just what we need.
Mm-hmm. As the motto is, feeling fine at Side Pork Fest time. My buddy Jimmy Umentum out at his farm, and it's fantastic. It's really cool.
Can't wait.
It's deep-fried pork belly. And a lot of stuff like that. Great, great food. But wait till you taste this homemade bread. You're coming with me, right?
Yeah, I'm taking my own car.
You're taking your own car. Yeah. It's deep-fried pork belly. Or side pork, I'm sorry. Side pork.
Oh, yeah. That's
and homemade bread, like you can't believe that's so delicious. And get melted butter and you put those together.
Carb-free.
Huh?
That
is carb-free. Well, except for the bread. I don't know. But I didn't like the fact that you talked about rain.
And then the breaded
the desserts are unbelievable. It's going to be phenomenal.
Pork side, isn't that breaded?
Side pork? No, it's just deep fried. You got to be careful. The bones are super sharp. Have you ever had side pork?
No, before? I'm going out there just to say hi. I'm not going to eat.
Do you know what side pork is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. It's good, isn't it?
It's very good.
Yes, it's delicious. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, welcome, Kim and Gail Knorr, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin. We had Major General Daniel Ammerman here yesterday, who's been... right alongside of you guys in this battle, and man.
He's a board member.
Yes.
He's great.
You guys are ready to rock. I mean, it's been a long, arduous journey, so tell me a little background and tell me where you're at.
Me? Okay. All right. So the background is I was a hospital corpsman in the Navy, taking care of veterans, Vietnam veterans, and 22 years at the post office, which is majority veterans, 6 years at the county veteran service office, taking phone calls every day of veterans in need of housing. Kim retired as a carpenter home builder 2 years ago, and we said together we got to do something about this. So we decided to build the Small Homes Village for veterans.
Which is right in my wheelhouse because, you know, I'm a big supporter of veterans, and I always wanted to be a carpenter.
Oh, there you go.
So this is perfect.
Yep. Right. You can buckle up, John.
Perfect. We'll I'd love to. If I go back in time, I'd be a carpenter.
We got tool belt for you.
Oh, man. Does it extend a little bit? My tool belt's a little snug.
Yeah, we got extension parts that we can put on there.
Thank you. Like those people in the airplanes with the...
The extra belt. Extension.
Oh my God. I would never. That would be it. It'd be like, we had a lady on here that she's unbelievable. She's lost 195 pounds.
200
It was 200 pounds. And she, you talk about the rock bottom. You know, they say that when, you know, I guess people do drugs or alcohol or something, but this lady did it with food. She went into Kohl's, and Kohl's, when you try on clothes, has like different mirrors, three mirrors.
I hate those mirrors. So I literally go out of my way to not look into those
I just
want
to talk about the rock bottom. To me, it would be if I had to get an extension on the airplane, because I used to fly a lot. But so she went in there, and I don't know the size. She was like size 24.
24. I mean, and she admitted. She told
She looked at it. She tried it on. She goes, I'm done. She went home. I'm not kidding you guys. She went home throughout everything. Didn't like use it up. You know, some of us like, this is gone, I'm not going to buy it again. Cleaned it out. And in 2 years, less than 2 years, has lost 200 pounds.
And get this.
And she looks great.
But I also walk about. Sometimes I walk 10 miles a day. Yeah. And she's an amputee.
Wow.
I mean, how's it?
Right.
So here he and I,
I know,
complaining excuses. Oh, okay. And here she's and here an amputee and lost 200 pounds from walking and eating right.
Right.
And that's amazing.
She's amazing. We call her Coach Karen now. She's going to come in every couple of weeks.
Kathy.
To help us.
Yeah what a great example.
Isn't it? And yes. Like John said, here we are, two could be healthy guys, and we're going to Cholesterol Fest.
I don't know why we're like we are.
I know. And she's very happy, too. It's not like, oh, God, this is. She's got great energy, and man.
I got one negative thing to say about her.
What? She makes you feel bad.
Brutally honest.
Right.
Brutally honest to the point where it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did a thing one day to get our BMIs. So we gave her heights and weights and everything, and Todd put it into a formula. And what did it come back at?
33.6.
33.6. And she goes, 32, just like, she goes just like this.
She looks at her guts.
No, it's higher.
It's higher than that. Oh, wow. We're like, ooh, that hurt.
Ouch.
All right, let's go to break.
Okay. Thanks for being here, Kathy.
But and no surgery, no pills, no whatever Nothing. Stuff that they have out there. And just very inspirational. And I don't think, you know, it was like a year and a half, 2 years. That's not a long time in life, right? I mean,
right.
You know what I mean? Like you look at COVID, that was, 5 years ago. It's like, man, if I would have just focused. But what an inspiration. We're going to get her back. She actually came on here for veterans because she has a mission to help older veterans keep their houses up compliant, right? Windows or
well,
maybe
actually,
a basement.
Well, actually, that's where we got to know her. Dad's 91-year-old
right,
veteran.
Yeah.
And just can't do, you know, always one of those guys could do things around the, and he can't anymore. So he's never had anybody do those things, but now he needs somebody. So actually, you know what, Kim, this could be a good project because I used to work with a group. We used to rebuild. We used to put in handicap decks for veterans. We rebuilt a couple of houses. We built a house for one of the guys and everything. And that kind of just kind of drifted away, too. And I'd like to almost reform that. He needs a new porch and kind of a ramp. So if you or some of your people, and I'd be willing to volunteer, Jim would come out, Todd would come out, to help build him a new porch, that would be awesome.
Yeah, there's a definite void for that. We've been hearing that from all over.
And that used to be something. And I don't know if it was COVID, leadership. We talked about that a little bit before you came on, but that did fizzle a little bit.
Yep. I think it was a combination of between COVID and then the aging population that were volunteering on that.
And good point on that.
I think it would kind of hit at the same time and kind of a lot of those things dissolved. But it's very important that we get something like that back.
Totally. Because I'll tell you what, trying to find a handyman type thing now, much less the cost. Try to get one scheduled.
Yeah, no.
Okay, maybe in November I can stop by. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think Kim's pretty busy right now. But I mean, I anyway, so tell us.
Where are we at?
You want to go ahead?
Well, we got
you guys have been fighting the good fight.
Yes, yeah. It's taken a lot longer than we thought it would, but I think eventually it's going to be all well worth it. We have gotten through all of the city.
All the hoops.
All the hoops and through all the county hoops. Right now we're getting all of the T's crossed and I's dotted, so to speak, with the legal part for the deed transfer from the county.
Okay.
You know, there's certain things, requirements that we have to meet, and then they're doing their due diligence on their side to make sure that everything is good.
And this, just for the listeners, this is to build those 21 tiny veteran homes, which you call Cottage Village.
Yep. Cottage Court. Yep.
And that's on...
is it Cottage Court or Cottage Village?
Cottage Court.
Cottage Court. Okay. And it's on St. Anthony?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, not too far from the VA clinic.
Right. All right.
Yep.
I call it Cottage Court Village. Is that wrong?
Yep. No, that's fine.
Okay? Yeah. I think it has
Whatever.
A nice ring to it.
We were kind of going Veterans First Village, you know, so we can stay away from the...
Because it is a village, and that's kind of a term of endearment for everybody living in their village type thing. I like that.
And that's the key to our whole mission.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in the village, you know, working as one family.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody said it takes a village, John. So
I know.
That's not. Okay. Yeah. So we're, like Johnny said, I'm not surprised by any of this. I mean, when you rezone, it takes time, and everyone has an opinion. I'm sure you had people that were supporting it.
Todd. Hey, Todd.
What?
Kai, Todd.
What? What?
Okay, you're talking about, oh my God, it's so hard. This is a guy who got his neighbor's property rezoned because he didn't like where they were parking. So he's like, oh, it's so tough to get in. And here I need this rezoned. I don't like my neighbor being so close to me.
I didn't even connect the dots when I was talking about that.
You know somebody who knows
John.
Somebody.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I
go ahead.
It turned out
he's got friends in high places.
No, my front lawn looks a lot better. And I went through the right process. I did. Johnny, I was on the, when I put my windows on in the third floor, I had to go to the preservation committee. It was on the front page of the paper. Nobody else was on the front page of the paper, but I was. The point was, I got it redone, but I went through the right process, just like I did with my rezoning, just like these nice people are doing with their rezoning. It takes time.
It does.
At minimum of 6 weeks. Yeah. I mean, it. And people are like, time is money. It's like, I'm doing my best, but they have second reading. I bet you had a public open public opinion on that.
Did you? I didn't see that. Well, I'm just saying in the news at all.
About 5 hours worth.
With rezoning, though, that's I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just it's frustrating. But you were patient.
Persevered.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yep. So now it's just a matter of taking to the next step and getting the permits and getting all that going. We're working with an engineer who's working with the city and the county and the DNR to make sure that water runoff and everything else is.
Oh yeah, that's
everything
absolutely.
Is good. So
are you funding that? That's not cheap to go to those, those engineers, because that water runoff is absolutely critical, especially, I don't know where your next door neighbor is, but.
Do you need retaining ponds and stuff like
that? Well, that's
like
what I'm saying.
Well, hopefully we don't. I mean, they're still working with that. There is a dry creek bed in the back of the property, so they may be able to use some of that. There's also a storm sewer from the old Brown County Mental Hospital that ran through there.
Oh!
So they might be able to tap into that also.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Those are the kind of, but you can't blame them, right? I mean, that's why we have inspection, government zoning. I mean, is to make sure that this is good long-term.
Totally.
So anyway, all right. So how's it going so far? I mean, you're going through all that stuff and you must be raising funds in the same time. Because did you get a big grant from, this is not unique to Green Bay, right? This is a program that happens throughout the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some national funding that you're receiving?
Nothing that we're receiving. We're checking out any possible grants that we can. We have different people that we're working with that are helping us point us to some of these grants. And we've applied for a lot of them, but we haven't received any grants right now.
Right.
Right now, it's been all individual donors, all of the veterans organizations, and that type of thing that we're relying on right now.
Yeah. Probably will help you when we have a congressional representative in this district, really to go and talk to him or her and say, look, we're doing this because this is some federal funding. And I know there is because I was working on a program like that at one time.
There is one called Affordable Housing Program that we filed for. It's a, large.
Right.
It should be phase 2 and phase 3.
Yeah.
We'll find out in October whether we got it. We got some good scores so far. Okay. So.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah. Do you have enough now, though, to break ground and get it rocking?
Okay. For seven homes.
Okay. Yeah. How much is it for a home? Yeah, because I've seen some things on Facebook and that where donations coming from various veterans organizations that how much is it to build a house?
Well, we're giving
or a cottage.
The naming rights for the 400 square foot are $50,000. It costs us a little bit more than that to build, but $50,000 is a nice round number for for naming rights.
Okay.
And $100,000 for the 600 square foot units.
Okay. I'm a little disappointed that you already have a sponsor for the community center. It was supposed to be the Mino and the Mayor Community Center.
Initial community center. We're going to have a bigger one that we're looking for funds for.
Oh, okay.
You're saving it for
us.
That's where the museum is going to be, in the bigger one.
Excellent.
Saving it for you, Johnny.
Excellent. I got some ideas.
Okay.
I got some ideas. Stick around, okay? Kim and Gail Knorr, Veterans First, Northeast Wisconsin, what they're doing for veterans and it's just a remarkable thing and the battles they faced. So we're going to stay with them back right after this.
Only for me.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Funeral Home and Crematory. Local people serving local families since 1926.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Kim and Gail Knorr, Veterans First, NEW. Fantastic, the efforts you guys put in, the energy. I know there's times you had to be a little bit discouraged or least disappointed, and you just, like we mentioned, persevered. So next steps from here on, all that's in the past now, and I know you still have to do the legal paperwork, yada, yada, yada. What's next to get started on building a home?
Yep. Next steps are going to be getting all the infrastructure in, getting the driveway in, getting this water sewer in. And then we are also, one of the first things that's going to go in the village is a carriage house. It's kind of funny when you guys are talking about that this morning.
I love it.
Yeah. Leadership Green Bay, the chamber. The Chamber of Commerce is Team 6 is doing fundraising for us for the garage. I think they have most everything raised.
Wow.
So about $80,000 for this really nice big garage that we're going to use as a storage unit. Plus, we're going to use it for woodworking classes, different kinds of gatherings and
welding
stuff.
Welding classes?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Just throwing that in there.
Just build it out of steel.
This is exciting. But you do guys want to, I mean, you guys are being very cognizant of how the process of building, doing it the right way. And that's one of the things I know we talked to you guys about months ago.
Right.
You wanted to make sure that aesthetically the job site is really well controlled, right?
Absolutely. That's going to be this could be important to the whole vision and the whole mission out there. Yeah. We want it to be looking
tight. That makes
a
statement
tight.
Right there.
It does. Yeah.
And the landscaping, it's just, you talk about, you know, the village, you know, there's a lot to that. There's proper landscaping. There's proper, I don't know if you do curb and gutter. I hope you are. But, you know, it's not cheap to have a nice neighborhood. Everybody's like, well, I got a nice house. Well, that's great. But what about the surroundings?
And sidewalks and, you know,
that's
everything.
What I'm saying.
We're
going
to have a flagpole, a procession there, all the flags, you know, lit up.
Yeah. And I think it's great. I just would hope that this village, you just don't want it to be all a bunch of names like Kearneytown, right? Some schools have done that. It's like, oh, why did you do that? You know, I think to name things on the cornerstone, I think is very, very cool to honor someone. But, you really want this to be a village that's very classy, and it sounds like you're working that way. Yep. And that flagpole, I think that's a cool thing to sponsor, right? I mean, that's going to be really, really neat. I mean, you guys put one out at the new community shelter, or somebody did, and it was a great flag-raising ceremony, and you know, we do that every day. So,
we're going to have a groundbreaking ceremony as well. So we're going to have the VFW is going to come and do a ceremony out there for there's a burial site that's near us for the people in there. And they're actually, you know, researching to find out if they can see whose names are on there. And they want to put a board on there and just do like a service for them.
Awesome.
Yep.
Go ahead, John.
Well, the actual construction, the guys in the tool belts, who's doing that?
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of a conglomeration. It's like almost like a Habitat for Humanity type of situation. Everybody's kind of pitching in. We do have a lot of the unions on board for using their apprentices.
Great.
You know, Chad Button is offered to frame up.
Oh, Chad's a good friend of ours.
Absolutely. His dad's a Vietnam veteran.
Wow.
And then Chad went on the honor flight with his dad. Nice. And that's one of the things that kind of made him understand maybe some more of the situation and problems. So Chad's been a huge help.
Oh my gosh. I'm just taking a look at your group here. Wow, the construction team. Lordeon's Design, is that the name of it? Martinson and Azel Incorporated, Geisler Group, Garrett Bader, Chad Button Construction, Herkman Mechanical, Plumbers Local 400, Eland Electric, Electricians Local, Carpenters Local, Operating Engineers Local, Green Tech Renewables, Job Corps, Hands for Heroes, Mako's Flooring, RK Installations, CW Custom Exterior, Leadership Green Bay, Team 6, NWTC, Earthseed Landscaping, Kingdom Workers, Bolt Construction, Lauren Faith Smith Ministry. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just scratching the surface.
Yeah. Do you have, and I know it's way down the road, but do you have transit? Have you talked to them? In terms of transportation, it's nice that there would be a bus stop close to that. I don't know exactly where you are, but that's all. You talk about a community that's accessible, that's easy to get to. Not everybody has cars. I just think about, you guys have been to the new community shelter. Yep. You talk to our veterans there. And yep. One of the things that they utilize is transit, which is like a half a block away. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, transportation's always been a huge thing that we've been considering,
Yeah.
Because like you said, a lot of our residents won't have vehicles.
Right. You'll look into that. That's down the road. I just,
No, it's definitely on our radar.
We just had a person say he wanted to offer us a 15-person van.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So that's cool.
So it's just a matter of getting the insurance and that kind of thing. And you don't need a CDL for that to drive that.
No. Okay.
We have somebody who drives for DAV that wants to be our driver.
Beautiful.
That's great. I mean, yeah, we have that and I drive. And you're right. You don't need a CDL. It's just, just to go whatever.
I guarantee you one thing. They won't be late for an appointment if he's driving. Am I right, Todd?
Me neither.
Oh, man. Come on. All right. Anyway. So what's next? I mean, we got some people listening to us right now. Call for volunteers, for money, how can we help you today? Because you're going to come back,
We, on our website, we have on the first page is a link to we've got this new database for volunteering. You create a username and password, and then you pick the categories you want to volunteer. Once we get, running, we're going to have dates and times like 8 to 12, 12 to 4, Monday through Friday. Pick your day and time. Pick your category.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's up there now, but we don't have any sign-up opportunities just yet. You can create your account.
Fantastic.
Yep, on our website. So it's veteransfirstnew.com. Yeah.
And I showed you, I told you about when we built that one house for a vet. I showed you the picture of me at work, right?
Yes.
The guy
without it plugged in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that.
There's a great photo op.
John's just got to go to the website, scroll down for photo ops.
This is so great. I'm so proud of you guys for doing this. And can you imagine some of these veterans that maybe have been homeless or in tough living situations to be able to walk into a brand new home of their own like this? It's incredible.
It's going
to
be amazing.
Yeah. We're getting calls. We're getting calls, and Jim knows that it kind of breaks your heart when you don't have a spot for them.
Yeah. And I was going to say, there's going to be no lack of applications for housing.
No.
And I don't, anyway.
And it is for affordable housing, too, for those who.
Right, yeah.
So there's going to be 17 affordable housing units.
Right, where they're going to be paying the rent.
Right, and 4 two-bedroom transitional homes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So out of a shelter, they only pay 30% of their income. We have several agencies coming on site to help them get jobs. We have 4 different companies that want to hire them on the spot.
Wow.
And that's going to be in this first phase community room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great because they can stop out
there. Right,
they don't even have to be living there to stop out there. I mean, that's what's cool.
It's open to the community.
Right.
We're going to actually, different veterans organizations are going to have their monthly meetings in our community center.
Right.
Do you have a blueprint of the community center where I'm going to put the museum?
We're working on that right now, John.
Okay.
Bolt is working on that for us.
All right.
Yeah, we've had a couple meetings with them too.
Tell them to give me a call if they need my suggestions.
They have you on speed dial.
John. Yeah. Scroll down.
Outstanding.
Photo op.
I'm telling you, I'm just so proud of you guys and what you've done and all the people supporting you. I mean, this is amazing, the support you have back here. I mean, architect, framers, plumbers, plumbing, electricians, carpentry, site prep, solar materials. I mean, roofing. I mean, it's just flooring.
Yeah, yeah, they're all going to be solar. And
no kidding.
That material is being donated as well.
Wow. This could be a showcase for the country and how to do it. And I'm not kidding. This could really be a showpiece for the rest of the country. Wow. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you so much.
This is exciting.
Thank you.
I just can't wait to that. By the way, if you need a couple of gold shovels for the groundbreaking, Jim's got a garage full of them.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
I really do. I do.
Kim and Gail Knorr, Veterans First, Northeast Wisconsin. Wow. Veterans Court Village is going to be so exciting. It's unbelievable. Thank you so much for your
Give us the website one more time, Kim.
Veterans.
Well, that's Gail.
I know. I pointed to Kim, though. I thought I'd get...
The number one, STNEW.com.
Thank you. Devontae Blanks joins us next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Imagine being able to detect pests on your crops simply by listening to them eat. This groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the insect eavesdropper. And UW entomology professor Emily Bick is the co-founder, and she says that by harnessing the power of sound, this sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clipped onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up. And the farmers I was working with said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stalk? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects.
I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at $3.82 and a quarter, down a penny, and new crop corn is trading at $4.25, and that is down 1 1/4 cents. Cash beans are trading at $10.12, that's down 16 cents, and November beans are trading at $9.70 and a half. That is down 15 1/2 cents. And wheat is trading at $5.32 and a half, and that is down 4 1/4 cents. September Class 3 milk contract is trading at $21.25 a hundredweight. That's up 12 cents. And October milk is trading at $21.62, up 5 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at $2.09. That was up 8 1/2 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed yesterday at $2. That was up 4 1/4 cents. And the double A butter closed at $3.14 yesterday, and that was also up 4 1/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible later this afternoon. Our high 83 with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84. With showers and thunderstorms likely Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 58 degrees in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. Special thanks to Kim and Gail Knorr from Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin coming in here, and they were just great. So exciting what they're doing. But right now, I'm so excited to see this young man. Last time I saw him, we were walking off the floor at Nagani Memorial Gym holding the first place trophy for Class A. And I was, and what was Johnny doing? Handing out $100 bills to you guys. Remember that?
Oh, I remember it. I remember it.
Wow. $500 per man.
Really?
Yes. For high winning school? First place. No, this is well post high school. Devontae Blanks, one of the all-time great point guards ever to come through UW Green Bay, now the new head basketball coach at Ashwaubenon. And Jim, I told you about the kind of guy this fella is, okay? Aside from coaching basketball and everything, Devontae, tell everybody what you've pretty much devoted your life to.
Pretty much devoted my life to helping out the youth in the community. I run my own mentorship program. It's called Reflections Community Service Program. And I work with school districts. I work with counties, you know, just trying to work on kids around the community, skill buildings, and just a better place, a better living situation for those guys.
And thank you for doing that. And unfortunately, we really need that. Mm-hmm. And just for whatever reason, mm-hmm. I always said, there's no bad kids, but there are some not so good parents. And you know, to have someone else step in like you, they need that.
Indeed.
Especially, you know, I don't, especially boys. I think they really need to see some kind of role model. And you are. I mean, Johnny was telling me about your resume. And he did say, and I think we need good people in politics. We were talking about that earlier in the show. I do. And John said, you're going to love this guy. I went out and met you in the lobby. It's like 10 seconds. I said, yep, you belong in politics.
Oh, so, my God.
Well, you looked the part. You've done and got a great resume. Do you think about that? We'll talk about this Ashwaubenon thing in just a second. Okay. But do you think about it?
No. I don't
okay,
at all.
Okay, now let's talk Ashwaubenon.
Yeah, I don't at all, actually.
Oh, man.
But okay, you are such a great role model.
Yeah, you are.
I appreciate
and what
it, guys.
You're doing is every bit, if not more important than politics, because you are hands-on mm-hmm. with these people. Mm-hmm. I got a text here. I worked with Devontae at two schools when he was at the other place. He is a fantastic guy who has impacted so many lives.
Oh, my God. I promise I didn't pay them, guys. I promise you.
Got this one. Nice to hear Devontae. Good guy. Met him when I was teaching special education. Great with the kids. Good luck at Ashwaubenon.
Wow. Thank awesome.
There you go, buddy.
Well,
thank
see,
you.
Look at that. And yeah. It's just last couple texts I can. So tell me, what got you to Ashwaubenon?
The former coach, Mark, and my kid was in a camp with him.
Okay.
And so, you know, I approached Mark and said, hey, if you ever need some help with your varsity boys, you know, just some working on skills, some conversations with them. And he said, absolutely, I'll take you on that offer. I didn't know I was interviewing for a job. He asked me to be an assistant for him. And I was just like, okay, I was talking about individual work, but all right, let's see if I can make that happen. And, you know, just kudos to that guy. And I appreciate him bringing me on and having trust in me to be an assistant coach for him for the past 2 years.
So now you're the top guy.
I don't want to say the top guy, but I am the guy now.
Right.
So.
I got another texture. I worked with Devontae a lot when he ran Mock Village for troubled kids.
Yes.
He is the real deal.
Holy cow.
You got some awesome. Big fans
you
listening,
do.
Buddy.
This is I appreciate all you guys. Ooh, that's awesome.
The pressure's on.
The pressure is on.
But you know what, Devontae? I mean, I remember when they recruit. I remember Mike Heideman.
Yes.
Or Bob Semling. Yes. Showing me video. He said, man, we got these two kids from Chicago that could be difference makers. Mm-hmm. It was you and Chancellor Collins.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, can we get him? He goes, yep, we just got to get him out of Chicago and get him up here and everything. Growing up in Chicago, and you mm-hmm. had great family and all the, but indeed. I'm sure you saw many kids, and maybe you saw the big documentary on Kiefer Sykes mm-hmm. growing up in that, what's that, Garfield Park? Mm-hmm. You know, real.
Oh, that guy was great.
Tough part of Chicago.
Oh, very tough part. And to get him here, I don't know who got him here, but man, did he make an impact when he got here.
Indeed.
Not just on the court, off the court.
Absolutely.
One of my
Absolutely.
Favorites.
Great
so
guy.
You know the backgrounds right. of some of these kids and how hard it is for them to succeed. Do you take that with you, thinking back on some of your buddies who really could have used somebody, and not to, you know, blow smoke here at you, but somebody like you back then? Do you know what I mean? I know coaches sometimes try to fill that role.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was like basketball was kind of that, you know, safe haven, that getaway from, you know, whatever was going on in the community, whatever was going on, you know, with your family. Basketball, use basketball as, you know, that getaway. And you know, I did as well. I had a great family, but I used basketball to be like, you know what? I want to see myself out of here and have basketball take me as far as it can.
But I'm sure you had teammates that didn't have that support.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely. And it was a sad situation.
I'm sure these kids around here, you can relate to that. I mean, with your buddies and these kids.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed. And I'm always open to those conversations.
I mean, it's not like me talking to them. It's like, well, when I was in Nagani growing up.
in the great Nagani.
The great Nagani.
I think another reason, well, I don't put words in your mouth, but the reason you do this is the alternative is very, very sad. Mm-hmm. I mean, people can really take the wrong road at a very young age.
And it's a slippery slope.
Oh, boy, is it. So I'm thinking. God, you're getting in there. I think coaching, and we had the coach on from GB, not the current guy, but the former one, Sonny.
Yeah.
And he was really passionate about the players.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He was good and he talked about how important coaching is to relate to the players. Like, I'm sure you are great at that.
Indeed.
You're more than a coach.
And that's how I like to put, you know, I want
to
be
these
a support.
These days, you almost have to be.
You have to be. And I told the guys that I coach, I told, you know, Nick Singer, the athletic director over at Ashwaubenon, and I thank him for giving me this opportunity. But I told him, I said, I want to be a support and a resource on and off the court for these guys, you know. So, you know, in every way I can help, in every shape and way I can help.
I think that's one of the reasons they hired you. I mean, and they need that. I like Johnny just said, I mean, the Forrest Gregg days are kind of over. I mean, we need somebody who's going to really embrace and that's a very difficult age to be, you know, 14, 15, 16. And so many
outside influences. Oof.
One of the reasons I did take it is, you know, over the summer, you know, coaching them in summer leagues. And I got a couple texts from the boys after games and said, hey, coach, you know, thanks for everything you do. You're an inspiration. You're a motivation to us. And I was just like, how can I not take the job? You know what I mean?
Awesome.
It was great. It was great to hear that from the guys.
Who were your role models that really helped you? Because there's a difference between, like, you know, I remember one of my heroes was going to be Donnie Anderson, number one draft pick for the Packers back in the days. So I went and I came to my first Packer game. I went to Shopko, bought a little autograph book or something, and got there 4 hours before the game. And waiting for him to pull up. And he pulled up. And I go, Mr. Anderson, may I get your autograph, please? And he goes, I can't sign autographs now, son. My hands are full. He had a pair of shoes and a bottle of Aqua Velvet in his hands. And I'm like, I'll hold them for you. He goes, nah, see me after the game. And it's like, so that goes from, so that's when I talk about role models. Okay. It has to be somebody at a personal level to be a true role model. And it's almost like Charles Barkley one time when he said, if you're depending on me to be your kid's role model, you're not a
That's
good
That's not
parent.
It. Right.
Exactly.
That's not it.
You know, so you're in the trenches with these kids.
Yes.
And you,
yes.
You know.
I think, you know, my role model had to be my grandfather. He was my greatest coach, the best coach.
Really?
Right? Yep. Starting from day one, he put the basketball in my hands and, you know, he got on the coaches when he didn't feel like I was getting, you know, mistreated or whatever. But I think that was my hero. That was my greatest fan, my greatest supporter, my greatest coach was my grandfather, my hero.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. That's awesome. When you don't have to look outside the family for that role model.
Yeah.
He was it.
That's so impactful.
He was it.
And it's those kids, I mean, just think of the kids that aren't texting you. I mean, the kids that are speaking for a whole bunch of other kids. So how is it? You're working in the school district. I mean, that's going to be, you got parents to deal with.
Yeah. There's,
and,
you know what?
You got school.
Mike Heidemann told me this one time. He said, Johnny, you know what the hardest move is, the most difficult move, the biggest leap that you ever have to make in coaching? I go, what's that? He goes, about 16 inches. I go, what do you mean? He goes, when you slide over 16 inches from being assistant coach to a head coach, your world changes.
Oh, yes.
Is that the truth?
Yeah, that is the truth.
Yes.
Holy cow. I haven't had to deal with parents
exactly
as much. Yeah. Not yet, right? But in my job, you know, I had to. And, you know, I just try to convey to them, you know, the ultimate goal, right? Is to see your kids do well.
Yeah.
Is to establish those rapports, those relationships, those trustworthy relationships, and know that your kids are in good hands.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the thing, just trying to convince those parents. And a lot of times the parents use me and my staff and, you know, from Mark Village Program to Reflections, you know, they use us as, I just need to vent to you.
Sure.
You know, in some crisis situations, we don't even have to deal with the kid. We just deal with the parents.
Wow.
And they need that. I need a person just to talk to, just to listen. And, you know, I want to be able to provide that for the parents as well.
Worth Devontae. And I'll tell you what, this young man, as I mentioned, you were one of the great, Devontae Blank's one of the great point guards at UW Green Bay, now the head coach at Ashwaubenon. What did you take from Green Bay that you've dovetailed into your coaching philosophy?
I will have to take from Coach Hyde and never give up.
Okay.
You know, just keep playing, you know, until that whistle blows, until that last horn blows, keep playing. I don't care what the, you know, score is. I don't care what's going on, the circumstances. Just never give up. Keep playing. And I got that from Coach Hyde.
You know what I remember about him? And Coach could be really, really tough in practice.
Oh,
let's be honest.
No, let's be honest. Yes.
Let's be honest.
You are honest.
Oh, my goodness. You can't believe how tough he could be in practice. But I'll never forget, Devontae, we were in Cleveland for the conference tournament.
Okay.
And you guys were taking on Butler.
Yes.
Which was like a top 25 team. I mean, yes. You know, it's Butler.
Great team.
And you guys beat them. Do you remember that?
Do you know how we beat them?
Go ahead and tell everybody.
I want you to tell them.
Go ahead.
I hit the last second shot.
Did you?
Exactly.
Yes, I did.
I just got goosebumps. That's to be honest cool. with you. I'm not even kidding. So we go into the locker room and hooping and hollering, okay? And just like, oh my goodness, this is phenomenal. And Coach Heidemann goes, hey, guys, calm it down. They're in the locker room next to us. Imagine how they feel hearing this. And it's like, are you kidding me? I just want to stick it in their face
absolutely,
so bad.
Absolutely.
And you guys did too. But he had that sense of, you know what I mean?
No.
No, I don't. Hey, Devontae, what's the most inspirational pregame speech you ever received in your life?
A lot. Just, again, just that coaches that motivate you, you know, coaches that get you fired up. You know, sometimes it's even not without words, just coaches' actions. You know what I mean? You could tell from a coach if he's ready for that game or if he's excited. You know what I mean? Just watching him and his mannerisms and that kind of, you know, spreads throughout the team.
Okay, that's disappointing, but that's fine. I thought it was going to be the one I gave you guys Southwest Texas. Remember that?
No.
It was your first game for GB, wasn't it?
Yeah, we lost, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got blown out. Yeah, we got blown out.
I remember Devontae looking. His eyes were like this.
Who is this guy?
Right. But I thought it would be the one I had in Nagani, though, too. Remember that one?
I remember. We won that one, too. Remember? Yes.
Here's that.
Okay.
Pain fades. Chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever. Remember
that's
that
how it was. Yes,
yes,
that's how it was.
Yeah.
You lost that game.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So your son's a player, huh?
Yes. Yeah. My son's a player. He's worried about that.
I mean, of course, that guy from St. Norbert said it's Gary. One of his biggest enjoyments is coaching his son.
It's hard because my son, you know, before I even coached him for his school team, for his AAU team, I asked him,
hey, do you want this?
Because daddy won't do it if you're not okay.
Absolutely.
And he'll tell me, yeah, that's fine.
Awesome.
But then when we're out there and I'm coaching him, he's looking at me like, no.
Back off me.
Yeah, no, dad. But he doesn't do that with any of the other coaches. It's just me. Yeah.
We're talking a little bit about some of the old guys. I'm just going to throw, we only have 1 minute left. Then we're going to set a quick break and then we're going to be back for another segment.
Sounds good.
I'm just going to be throwing some names out at you. And just a real quick thumbnail sketch. I'm going to start with Ryan Borowitz.
The greatest shooter I've ever played with. Greatest shooter.
Jerry Karstensen.
Oh, the most, when you talk about tenacity, he was just, those one of those guys that you want on your team, you don't want to play against.
B.J. LaRue.
B.J. LaRue, again, a great shooter, a great competitor.
All right. Hold that thought.
All right.
We are with Devontae Blanks. What a pleasure having this young man here, Ashwaubenon Boys' new head basketball coach, tremendous mentor throughout the community. Back with more right after this.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Very special guest, Devontae Blanks, new head coach at Ashwaubenon. Got another text here. It'd be interesting to see how many former UW Green Bay players are doing similar work in the area, whether it's coaching or peer mentoring. Are there others? I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I think they are. The people who've stayed here.
Cordero Barkley.
Cordero Barkley, absolutely.
He's on a lot of boards. And he's
and Borowitz as well. You know, he's doing a lot of great things over at the driveway.
No question. What do you take out of your experiences as a Division I scholarship athlete? Because I hate to say it, but there's lots and lots of parents who are trying to groom their kids to get that D1 scholarship. And it is so difficult. It is so difficult.
But at the same time, I think basketball is basketball. You have great Division II programs out there, Division III programs. So, I mean, it's different, but I don't want those kids to solely think about, oh, I have to make it to Division I or the world is a bust. You know what I mean? Competition is competition. Basketball is basketball.
Yeah.
Whatever you fit in. Division I might not be a good place for you. You know what I mean? So I want you to...
It's a different world. D1 sports are a different world.
You tell a kid D2, they want to be in D1. They just do football. I mean, I just had...
D2 is great, too, though.
That's what I said. The competition is...
All levels are great, but D1 is a different animal.
D1
is a different animal.
But these kids were coming, selling... You know how they sell stuff? $20 for that, I don't know, coupons or something.
Some fundraiser.
Right, a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. I was talking to this kid, and I know him, and he has been... He's gotten some offers from D2, and he really wants to do D1. Can you blame him?
No. You can't blame him at all.
Right. So I just hope he's going to be happy wherever he ends up.
Well, I mean, it's a great experience. Right. I mean, it's a great experience. I mean, even when I was doing it with you guys, and I was three times older than you guys, and it was interesting. You know, you go to Chicago and stay in a great, you know, right downtown. You go to Detroit, stay in a cool place, the Renaissance Center, Cleveland, all these places. It's a great life in that way.
Yes.
But, man, you better perform. There are no days off.
No days off. No. And even beforehand, just to prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
To become a Division I player. You know, you have to be a gym rat. That's what I considered myself growing up. I was a gym rat. My grandfather had me in the gym all the time. So it was like the preparation. Kids, do you understand the preparation that takes to becoming a great player and a Division I player?
So you're going to be the head coach at Ashwaubenon. There's politics in that.
Politics in everything.
I think there is. In healthcare and religion, there's just politics in everything. You're going to have to weigh in on some of these things we hear from, the schools, different schools in different leagues, the politics of, too much money's going to basketball and not enough's going to the arts. Yeah. You know, you ready for all that?
I will be. How about that? I will be.
Although that's kind of the athletic director's job too.
Yes.
Okay.
If you got a good AD, they'll tell the coach, I'll handle that.
Okay.
I'll handle the noise.
All right.
And that's what I'm hoping my AD will say. I said, that's above my pay grade, guys. So how about you go to the athletic director?
But that's the sign of a good AD.
Yes.
All right. He jumps in. You got that. Because I mean, money's tight in schools.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know that.
Money's tight everywhere.
It is. It is. And I just, you know, but basketball is more than just the game we're talking about right now.
Can I throw out some more names?
Sure.
From the era?
All right.
Matt Hill.
Just a great guy inside and out. You know, rest in peace. Just a tremendous. Every day he just had a smile on his face and his energy was just incredible.
I remember being at one of the team things and, you know, everybody's kind of laughing and talking. I said, hey, Matt, what about it? It's like, Matt. And he's like, boy, he was just praying. He's got to say grace before the thing.
Yes.
Nicest kid you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. Great player.
Mm-hmm.
And died at a really young age.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking.
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 It was.
Jeff Nordgaard.
Jeff Nordgaard, holy God. Legend? Can I say that?
Legendary. Legendary.
You know, just huge hands. How about that? How about that? If I want to put that out there, I've never
clamp you down.
Oh, my goodness. And a great shooter. Great shooter. Great guy.
He's just a great guy.
He's a great guy.
You know, Johnny and I go to some GB games, and we ran into him at, I forgot the name of that restaurant. We go there all the time.
Yeah, Fox.
No.
Black.
Yeah, that's.
Black Sheep. Not Black Sheep.
It's Sheep. Something.
You know the one.
Right on. It's kind of close to the university.
And Clay Drive. Everybody goes there before the games.
Something. No, I can't think of it. Anyway, Jeff was there and he came over. We visited with him. But he's been on our show too a couple times. So yeah, a great guy.
He was great at just the welcoming, right? My freshman year, and he'll come in and play and everybody was just like, this is.
Exactly.
Is Jeff Nordgaard, right?
And everything. Yeah.
And he was just great about just welcoming the guys, you know, Chancellor Collins and myself and Aaron Jessup, and just welcoming us and not making us feel like you're in the wrong place.
Well, you can learn from that too, right?
Indeed.
Man.
One quick question for you.
Yes.
When you have that first practice with those young men,
okay,
and obviously you've been coaching and the whole thing, when you have that first practice, what are you going to tell them you expect from them, aside from, you know, clamping down on defense and putting the ball through the nets? What are you going to tell them you expect from them to be on that team?
I'm going to expect from them the passion. You know, if I'm coming with this passion, you guys have to come with that passion and match my passion, match my assistants. I have a great core of assistants coming on. So just matching that passion and showing me that you love this game.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
love
you
it.
Know? I mean, that, right? That's like anything.
Like anything.
You know what I mean? You got to be passionate if you're really going to be successful.
Absolutely.
You have to
be. Come with a purpose. That's what I've been preaching all summer.
Yeah.
Come with a purpose.
Have you hired your assistants? Not that nobody in this room, but I mean, have you
thought about me?
No, I haven't. I actually wanted to get my assistants together before I even took the job. That was, you know, that was one of the things, you know, even my wife told me like, hey, get you a great, you know, core of guys, you know, so.
I could be like the Woody Wilson for you guys.
How about I have you come in and do that speech again? How about that?
Maybe for an exhibition game. You sure don't want him when it really counts.
Wow, yes. Here we go.
Shout out to Jake and Dave and Adam. They're my guys. And, you know, I'm going to learn a lot from them as well. So
I can't wait. I want to come to your games. I want to watch you guys in action. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, we'll come.
It's going to be fun. Not too much pressure, guys.
No.
I'm sitting right behind the bench. I'm going to give you advice.
Oh, see.
I'm there for you. I am there for you, buddy. Right behind the bench.
As long as you call them all like John would. So, yeah.
And I won't get on the refs at all.
Well, please don't do that.
All right. Devontae Blanks, new head basketball coach at Ashwaubenon. But even more importantly, one more time, how you mentor kids in the area with your name of your organization?
It's called the Reflections Community Service Program. And we contract with school districts. We contact with counties. We contract with MCOs, you know, running a dope program as well. So, you know, the support is there. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. Yeah.
You know,
you're a good guy. I'm just really happy for those students.
And Jim always says this. I hate the brain drain of Green Bay. Great young people leaving Green Bay to go to the Milwaukees, the Madisons, the Chicagos.
Yes.
And you're one of those ones
that stayed. Glad you stuck around.
Absolutely.
I felt welcome.
You'll make
from
the community
one.
Better. Good.
Absolutely.
Love having you here.
Great seeing you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Devontae Blanks, what a great guest. Lauren Larson, morning meteorologist, NBC 26, joining us next. Sat around after the wash of the last one.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Be here, find out what's grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Whiter wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.